You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming out in podcast land here and listening to The Real Short Box. My name is Donald.
My name is Jarrett. I kill fools. I'm the fool killer.
And my name is Supreme Chancellor Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, you're on here now. Oh,
Wait. Are the three originals all back?
Apparently so.
Wait. That calls for the boys are back in town. The boys are back.
But
we're in different towns. But in California. Yeah.
Hey, Jarrett, you realize something, right?
What's that?
It has been, I kid you not, 33 months since all three of us recorded a pod together.
Holy shit. Wow.
I mean, I'm not even going to count like when you called in on a couple of pods. I mean, like just the three of us straight up doing something.
Wow.
Been 33 months.
Wow. Wow. Because that means that the boys are back in town. Wow.
Well, since the boys are back, let's talk about some other boys. We're actually going to be talking a little bit about some Soviets, some Russian spies, maybe, and some
Everybody loves the Russians these days.
Yeah, definitely. And
are they commies?
Cool.
At this point, I think they were commies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the former Soviet Russia, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the Red Guardian and then the Soviet super soldiers. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to talk a little bit about kind of where we're at.
That's right.
We're
so,
all Skyping to do this video call, this audio call.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. I mean, that's because we can leave our homes, but we are not doing. We're just, I don't know, I'm a little lazy, so I'm just going to stay here.
That's right. We're social distancing podcasting.
Right.
Donald, we were already doing that, but now Kevin has joined into the fun.
Yes.
So, wow. Yeah, hopefully this is not the future. Hopefully one day this pandemic social distancing thing will end and we can all, you know, go back to somewhat of a normal existence. But until
yes,
then...
Indeed.
You know, aside from people, you know, being very sick and dying, we're also dealing with entertainment being postponed, being shut down. And one of those biggest ones was the debut of the Black Widow movie, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's how far has that been pushed back, as they have they said?
I believe it's November, but let me check just to confirm.
That sounds right.
It was originally this month?
No, it was May.
May. It's gonna be May. Okay.
Yeah, they had such little hope in this being done that they were like, let's just delay it.
Well, yeah, they have to because the movie theaters aren't opening up until, like, at best, late May.
And there were rumors that they were going to possibly just release it on, like, Disney Plus.
Nah.
Pay, but I don't think they'll go that route, and I don't think that would be a smart move.
Nope, there's a lot of money invested. They're not going to do that.
No, and like I was saying, the interesting thing is like I collect. I was saying this off air. I collect Marvel Legends figures, and they were just because you know to get hype for the movie, they started releasing. Like I don't know if you went to Target before you know toilet paper was gold. They were starting to release product. Like they had I saw a Taskmaster movie version mask. And they were starting to release the Marvel Legends series that was mostly movie-inspired figures. And they kind of, what I heard is Hasbro just ceased releasing it. So some stuff has hit stores, and then they're probably not going to start pushing it out until the movie is back on track to be released.
Hmm.
So it's interesting to see the effects of, merchandise, entertainment and how it's affecting, you know, obviously we're here talking about Black Widow and all that, but this specific film, because I think people were just actually starting to get really hyped for it.
Yeah, especially when we saw your boy the Taskmaster in the trailer. I said, oh my goodness.
Well, yeah,
I'm so happy that
in that other pod, what was the guy who was the Hawkeye's double or something like that was saying, you know, he didn't want to spoil anything, but Taskmaster was going to be the guy to watch, like the new villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete told us that he was very excited for the character.
Yeah, he was excited. He was excited in general. I think we had to have him stand off stage for a few minutes to calm himself down. He was just too excited. And his pants, too, which was awkward. We just, you know, you can't have one video.
Yeah, every time he said Taskmaster, he kind of hunched over. Did you notice that?
I did, yes. I completely noticed that. That's why I pulled him off a little bit, like off the side. I mean, you got to calm down. Like, this is getting ridiculous. You're making everybody uncomfortable.
Well, Donald, you and I and the three of us have discussed Taskmaster at length. We even did that character spotlight on him. But today we're doing another guy, like we're talking about, the Red Guardian. Now, if I'm to understand, Donald, you have five fun facts about the Red Guardian?
Kevin, did you just fall down or?
I didn't do anything, brother. I'm silent.
No?
You didn't do anything? I'm serious.
Like
I'm not
falling down the stairs.
I'm like, dude, I'm not moving a muscle. I'm pulling the laptop. I'm not doing anything.
All right.
Maybe
you got a YouTube video playing in the background. I don't know. It sounds like somebody fell down the stairs.
That's weird.
We're getting sound effects added to this podcast, which is fine. You know, it makes it exciting.
It's exciting, but we're being attacked.
Right. Oh, here we go. Ready? Oh!
Red Dawn. It's like Red Dawn, huh?
Ow, my back. Okay, so.
Wait, real quick segue, though. So you just said Red Dawn. Now, at one point in my life, you know, we watched that movie as we were young kids. And, you know, we're like, oh, that'd be crazy if, like, the Russians just flew in and started shooting people. The way the world has been going lately, I'm like, that sounds normal. Like, now I'm like, no, the whole world is on shutdown. I would not be surprised if I saw Russians parachuting down and then, like, started to shoot my teachers and stuff.
There you go. Right now, we're in the 1995 movie Outbreak, minus the monkey.
I know. If we could only find that fucking monkey.
Oh, it's out there somewhere.
But back to, speaking of red baboon asses, back to the Red Guardian. Donald, you said you found five fun facts or interesting facts about the Red Guardian.
Yeah, like, I think it's five or six, maybe seven. I don't know. I'm just going to spew them off here as we go down the line. If you guys want to comment, chime in, feel free to do so. He appeared in Marvel Comics. His first appearance was the Avengers number 43 back in 1967.
Yep, right on the cover.
Alexei Shostakov.
Shostakov.
He was the first Red Guardian. Very cool cover.
Looks like Captain America, but like the Russian version.
Right.
Which is exactly what he was, yeah.
Red with this Russian star on his chest and looking all intimidating and shit. So it looked really cool when it came out in 1967. It's a cool cover and a cool book. It'll make sense since we just mentioned it, but he also lived in the World War II era, which is as a child, he lived as an orphan during World War II, and he was rescued and raised by Vasily Karpov, a Soviet soldier who eventually led the Winter Soldier program. So Alexei was raised by Karpov and treated like his own son, and that's how he was able to get involved in the Super Soldier program.
I wonder if they're going to add that into the movie, because that could totally...
Oh, they totally might. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was old enough, he became a pilot for the Soviet Union, and his career sped up and became one of the best pilots owned by the Soviet Union. His ability to fly a plane is excellent, and sometimes he would be involved in some of the secret missions that they would have. So it was really building towards him being something special. In the comic, Red Guardian's strength is often compared to Captain America, because he also went through a super soldier program. He's actually, in fact, stronger than Captain America. Because unlike Steve Rogers, who gained his power by getting injected by super soldier serum, Alexei was he gained his power from the physical strength that he has. He never got a serum or any kind of power to get stronger. During his time as a super soldier, or in the Soviet Union, He trained in many kinds of martial arts and learned how to use various kinds of weapons, one of which is a shield similar to that of Captain America's.
But his shield, it's kind of a cheat. It's like, you know, like the yo-yos, like a real yo-yo, you know, you got, if you screw up, you got to roll it back on the string.
Yeah.
But then there was those yo-yos that you just put in and automatically zips back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. His is like that cheat version. His is magnetic. So when he throws it, it magnetically comes back to him. He's got like a magnet that takes it back. Whereas Captain America has to use skill and American ingenuity. The guy's got to figure out things.
It's all good old American know-how.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it'll break down in 2 years. The American way.
Yeah. You know. Now, here's a weird one. He used to be in a relationship with Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. the Black Panther.
Wasn't he her like ex-husband, I think?
Yeah, during his time as a Soviet Union pilot, Alexei was married to a ballerina named Natalina Alanova Romanova, or known as the Black Widow.
Right.
Their relationship, of course, didn't work well. Both separated when Alexei was appointed by the KGB to carry out a secret mission that made them separated forever.
Well, and he faked his death so he could become
the
Red Guardian.
Yeah, and he's didn't he eventually become like Ronin, like the current Ronin or something
that
like that?
That is a different that's the thing I got to say about Red Guardian in doing the research. There has been like 5 Red Guardians. There's even a Golden Age version that first appeared in like a Submariner book. I'm familiar with the 2, which is the one we're talking about now, and then there was another one which we'll go into, who came up in the late 80s, 90s in Captain America again.
Well, let's talk for a second about that Golden Age one. What was his name?
His name, let's see here, was Alexei Lebedev, and I'm 50% Russian, but I'm probably saying that wrong. He was the Golden Age version of Red Guardian, who first appeared in Namor the Submariner Annual number 1. So this was a retcon guy, because that was in June 1991. So this was like later on they created this guy. So the first one is the Alexei Shostakov, but this was one they created probably for like an invader story or something like that.
That's a bullshit cheat if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, exactly. He was later apparently killed during the purges of the 1950s, opposing the brutal experiments that would later create his successor. So they tried to just kind of tie him in. Kind of weak. Weak sauce.
Yeah. No need. But okay, whatever. Whatever,
now,
Golden Age version.
Now, I think we've all seen, I have, the 3 trailers they've released for Black Widow, and they are insinuating that they were all family. Now, I don't know if that was just all they trained in the Red Room, or if it's like that they're going to do the... you know, she was married to him. I don't think they are, just because David Harbour and Scarlett Johansson don't look like a couple, you know, in that sense. But
yeah,
you never know. But there is something in the trailer where he goes like, oh, finally all family is here together again or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. And he was so excited about it. And it makes sense now, because when I was watching Stranger Things, he was quite chubby in that last season, and I was like, Jesus, he's kind of letting himself go a little bit, and it seems that he must have done that for the role in the Black Widow movie.
Well, he saw what getting in shape did for Hellboy. He's like, oh, nobody sees that movie. Shit, I'm just gonna eat Twinkies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat Twinkies and be the Red Guardian. It looks like, I hope they kind of make him cool, because it looks kind of like he's comic relief almost, but you know, I don't know. Like, it looks like he's had his day already, and now he's kind of like trying to squeeze back into the tights.
I would.
Hey, Donald,
go ahead.
Are you upset about another person playing another comic book character, or are you cool with this?
Another person playing another comic book character? What do you mean? Somebody that played Hellboy playing another comic book character?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm fine with that, because it's not DC and Marvel, you know. It that doesn't bother me nearly as much as if they keep moving over from DC to Marvel and Marvel to DC and back and forth and back and forth. It's like, who are you? You know, which character are you? And if Henry Cavill decides to play a Marvel character, I'm just going to flip my table.
Christian Bale is. Christian Bale is. You have a problem with that too?
Uh, I mean, I think in a way,
been enough time.
Yeah. In a way, it's a little bit annoying.
Right. But Jared, I want you to play Beta Ray Bill though when they get to him.
Oh, I'd love to play Beta Ray Bill. I'd of course just have to do the voice. But
I think they've probably already cast him or they're already working on it.
Oh.
I think if you did play Beta Ray Bill though, you should use the Bane voice.
I'm Beta Ray Bill.
Like, what? Is Tom Hardy doing Beta Ray Bill? What?
If you're not watching that Harley cartoon, the Harley Quinn cartoon, oh my God. Bane is hilarious in it. Bane is like the best.
Yeah, I love to see that. I heard it's really good.
It's made Bane fun for me. Kite Man is freaking hilarious.
How's Dr. Psycho in it? Don't they do him too?
Oh, Dr. Psycho, he can't stop saying cunt. So he can't.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God. I didn't know it was rated RR. Wow.
It is a hard R, dude. They say fuck and shit and everything.
Oh man, I gotta find a way to watch that. Okay.
Yep. Not with the kids. There's a lot of beheading and shit like that.
No, he can watch it with his son. His son won't understand what's going on.
Well, that's
no. True. That's true, I could. Although that would be a big backfire if my 10-month-old kid is like first word is cunt. That would not be good. We're like, mama, dada, cunt.
Especially if your wife was cunt. Holding him at the time.
Oh God.
You would be in
River,
so
why
much
are you being
trouble.
So rude? Cunt. Aww.
That would be your ex-wife is what I meant to say.
It would be my ex-wife.
Well, actually, I have a worst case scenario to have him say that to his grandma.
Well, funny enough, my middle daughter, Stella. No. Stella said fuck for fork, so we did have that. So she'd be like, "God, fuck." And then my oldest, Madeline, said cock instead of clock, and that backfired. When we went into a restaurant that we thought it would be cool to have like several clocks all over the wall, and she just kept pointing and going, cock, cock, cock.
Oh boy. But you know what? It's okay because they might have thought she was talking about like you know, the crow that the cock that crows or something like that in the
That's
morning.
Right. That's right. Yeah, cock a doodle do.
Sure, Kevin. Keep dreaming on that one.
So do we have speaking of wholesome fun, do we have any more fun facts about Red Guardian, about Alexei Shostakovich?
Oh, just that David Harbour is playing him, and that he had previously played Hellboy and been in the Stranger Things series, and did some weird Dr. Frankenstein or what was
it? Oh, yeah.
It was
on Netflix, right?
Jekyll and Hyde or some weird shit he did that was like 20 minutes long and was just so dumb I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, I went from loving him. I loved him in Stranger Things this first season, and then I felt like that character just became like one note. Like
yeah.
he just was like the irritated cop, and I was like, I don't want to watch. I feel like I'm watching my dad get angry at me all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Season two, they really made him kind of a villain in a way because he just kept arguing with Eleven, and
yeah,
it just didn't work. It gets better in season three, though, if you haven't seen that.
Three was good.
He gets better there. And in season four, obviously, he's in that. We saw a teaser trailer. So
yeah, where he's in Russia or something
back
like that.
Up. Yeah, yeah, he was in Russia on, like, some chain gang or something.
Been there.
Not a gangbang, Kevin. A chain gang.
So, I mean, are you know, I'll ask you guys, are you excited to see Red Guardian? Was he a character you were clamoring for?
No.
A little bit. Taskmaster, though, I am clamoring for that.
Taskmaster,
and they better not
great.
Kill him off, either. They better not kill him off. He better not be a one-shot villain. He better be around for a couple of movies.
I hope they don't kill him off, and I hope, like, they just keep it, like, how it is. Like, it looked like that's the smartest thing for a character like Taskmaster. Get somebody in a suit who can move and do cool shit, and let him do cool shit. Don't worry about, like, getting the right actor for that part. Like, you just want to see them, like, be badass.
Right.
And he also could be used as a henchman for other big line villains, like, say, like a Doctor Doom coming up in the future.
Well, yeah. What I'm wondering is, speaking of, like, henchmen, is we saw that one character from the Captain America films become Crossbones later on. I'm wondering if they'll do a younger version of him as Crossbones in this one. Because that And the reason I say that is because in the Marvel Legends series with the movie line figures, they released another Crossbones figure. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Are you moving your laptop around or
no?
You're not moving anything.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing. I'm sitting still.
Weirdest thing, because on my end, it just sounds like you're gyrating with your laptop.
I hear it too.
That's weird. I'm not doing any Elvis Presley moves. You know, I'm just sitting here, just silently and steady.
Don't stop touching yourself, and stop.
I'm not touching myself. Okay. I'm not touching.
Oh, we're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah. Well, you can, Jarrett, because you're in a car, so you're allowed.
Oh, sweet. Sweet.
I believe as long as Jarrett, you're on a car? Street, you can.
Yeah, I'm in a car. It's soundproof. It's nice.
That's
it's kid proof too. They try and get.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Take off.
He's getting his kids. They're like.
Cigarettes.
Just went out for smokes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
So now, speaking of our Soviet friends, they are. It does seem like they're doing a team thing. They've got the other Black Widow. They've got the Red Guardian. Are we gonna? Do you think we'll see any Soviet super soldiers? I mean, that's kind of what they're doing. But like, do you think we'll see
Omega Red? Would that be something?
If they put an Omega Red in there somewhere, that'd be the shit. I highly doubt it because I think they're still worried about not worried, but holding their. Their cards.
I know you creamed your pants if they did. I know you creamed your pants if they did.
Well, you know who I'd cream my pants if they did? And I know they won't because it would be too hard to hide it. If they did Ursa Major, who was a member of the Soviet super soldiers who could turn into a big bear. If they did that character, I'd be like, oh shit, like they're really going for it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. If you saw Ursa Major, even Vanguard or Dark Star, to be honest, would be cool. I'd like to see those guys in. Yeah, you know, Omega Red would be awesome. But I think that they're not going to tie in the X-Men world yet. We need something
bigger.
We
need a Doctor Strange movie to do that.
Right, the Multiverse of Madness or whatever it was, I think that's where we're going to see that. And we've got who's attached to that to direct?
Oh, the
your boy Sam Raimi now, I hear.
Yep.
Is he attached? Or I know he was in the the guy they were maybe going to go to.
I think he's on board now. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure he's on board.
And he is the perfect replacement too.
Let's be honest. What else is he doing?
Yeah.
He ain't doing
Evil Dead 4? I don't know. Evil Dead 4
movie?
Come
on, Sam. Get it going.
He'd actually,
it'd be cool to see the Crimson Dynamo, Titanium Man, you know, a few other guys. Step in there, which is maybe why we see Tony Stark in this movie, because Robert Downey Jr. is listed in the credits for the film. He's going to make an appearance at some point. Yeah, and if I don't know if this movie takes place in the past. If it does, you know,
I think from what I hear, it takes place like in between Civil War and Infinity War, apparently, or at least a good chunk of it does.
Yeah, because they're going on some reference that, like, Hawkeye or somebody says of, like, remember that time? It's supposed to be, like, this is that time from one of the movies. Crimson Dynamo is a possibility because, once again, going by the toy line, with Marvel Legends, they do a thing called a build-a-figure. So, like, each figure comes with a piece of, like, a bigger figure.
Yeah.
And the bigger figure is Crimson Dynamo. And it doesn't look like a comic version. So I would not be surprised if that's like the villain behind, you know, or like the ultimate weapon. But, you know, Taskmaster's like the guy who, like, you know, goes out in the field and gets shit done. But then, you know, at the end, they fight the Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah.
You know what? Possible. I think you might be onto something, Jared. That might be the case. Maybe Taskmaster isn't like the main villain. They may have to like take on an actual another force in the background.
It's quite possible. What I'm hoping is they're building the Red Guardian up to basically, it seems like, to die. You know what I mean? Like,
make a sacrifice.
He was so strong. Yeah, and he had such a good history. And it's particularly if they go the romance route, then he's a dead man.
Yeah.
You know? There's no other way around it. He's gonna kick it. But hopefully that's not the case, because I do like David, and I do like the idea of the character. So I would like to see him around a little bit more. And I think that Marvel, hopefully they're smart enough to continue to build and enrich, even for the Disney Plus, because having him as part of a team possibly on a Disney Plus series would be a lot of fun. Just my thought there.
Yeah, but, and I'm interested because it seems like they can have a lot of fun with this one because it's a prequel of sorts, you know?
Uh-huh.
So they can set up stuff like you're saying, like with these characters that we haven't seen, and then we get to see them in a Disney Plus show, say, down the line, and like what they're doing, you know?
At like Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Completely, yeah.
Yeah, there were six of these guys, yeah, in total? Six or seven? Seven.
Of Red seven. Guardians?
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, there was after Alexi, there was a woman, a female one, Dr. Tanya Belinsky. She was in like some old Defenders. She was created by my man Steve Gerber and Sal Buscema. There's
Joseph Peckett.
Yeah, he's the one who I think I remember as a kid because he was in the one who was with the Soviet super soldiers and like the Captain America books and stuff.
Yeah, that's the guy I remember. I remember him pretty well.
Yeah. Then apparently after that there was Krasno Krenitsky, somebody named Anton, somebody named Nikolai Krylenko. Jesus Christ.
Yep. And you know who the eighth Red Guardian is going to be, right?
Who's that?
Jared Galante.
That's true. I could do it, you know? I could. I don't speak Nikolai Russian, but I look Russian.
This doesn't make sense. Nikolai was also known as Vanguard and the seventh Red Guardian. That's just stupid.
Yeah,
and he led the Winter Guard.
That guy's just being
greedy.
Which
is what the Soviet super soldiers became. They became the Winter Guard, because I guess that sounded cooler.
So you know what? You need to have a Summer Guard to counteract that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we basically, we're going to talk about, like, none of the Red Guardians' various identity users have been revealed to possess superhuman powers or abilities. So none of them have superhuman power or abilities, but they were all under, like, some type of super soldier program or something, but not with injections, which is weird.
I think they were just like super agents kind of thing, but I don't think any of them, from what I remember, had any like significant powers or whatever.
So it's like Russian Batmans with shields running around,
or Russian James Bonds.
Exactly.
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that, because the Krasno Gridiginsky, the fifth Red Guardian, he was named after a James Bond novel,
really?
Russia with Love.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Look at that connection.
The Russianized name of the assassin, Donovan Red Grant.
Oh yeah, awesome. I remember that character.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's a little fun fact there. So none of them had any powers. Now, as far as this Soviet super soldier team, they did have a special back in 1992. They had a number one issue. And
it was
really good.
I read
it. Was it?
Yeah, it was really cool, because it was like, I was always obsessed with like the kind of dark horse characters, like, you know, that never got their due or whatever. And they did it was like a deluxe book. It was really big. And it had like every Russian superhero and ones they created for that book, and just told a really cool story. I mean, I couldn't like tell you verbatim what it was, but like it was pretty badass. Like I remember just like really digging it, because it was like, oh yeah, like I'd like to know more about these characters. And from what I remember, there was like a two factions kind of fighting each other, like ones that were working for the government still, and then like another, like the ones who defected.
Yeah, because there was three mutants. It was Vanguard, Darkstar, and Ursa Major. They decided later to sever ties with the Soviet government, and they went to Avenger Island, and they asked Captain America to help them seek political asylum. But then they were basically captured, beaten nearly to death, and then taken back to the Soviet states by the new government-sponsored Supreme Soviets, who teamed up with the Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah. And I think too later, I think in an X book, Darkstar was killed, and which was kind of a waste because she was kind of a cool character. Her brother was Vanguard. She had powers like where she could kind of control like the Dark Force, kind of like what Cloak uses and some other characters use. But she was a mutant. But her brother had the weirdest power, Vanguard. His power was if he crossed his arms and he would have the hammer and the sickle because Russia. But if he crossed his arms, he could deflect anything.
Oh,
so
weird.
It's kind of cool. And then kind of like you're kind of only a defensive character. Like, so
you can, yeah.
You know, I mean, what about you can start a fight, but yeah.
What about Kraven the Hunter? I forgot. He's a Russian.
He is Russian, yeah.
Who's, yeah, but there's no way they're going to put him in this.
He's a Spider-Man character. That's true.
Here's some trivia for you, though, Kevin. Who is Kraven the Hunter's brother?
Kraven the Hunter's brother.
Oh, Kraven Moorhead, I believe, was his last name.
Huge Spider-Man villain.
I gotta think about this. Kraven's brother. Ooh, shame on me.
It was revealed like later on, but it's been in the mythos for a while now.
I'm gonna take a guess because I don't know. I'm gonna say Chameleon.
Boom! Right off the bat, got it.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And they did. If you're reading Nick Spencer's Spider-Man run, which is so good. They had a really good Kraven story, and at the end, Chameleon's like, I'm gonna get you back for fucking with my brother. So it's pretty cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Always love the Chameleon, love Kraven, so yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, those are two great characters. I love the Chameleon. He's one of my faves too. And Kraven's awesome. He's just psychotic. He's great. I'd like to see Kraven fight the Wannabeast. From DC Comics.
Ooh, that'd be a good SmackDown.
I think we might have to do that sometime soon. That might be my
Wannabes
future.
Wannabes versus Kraven the Hunter. That's a good one.
Yeah. I think we're teasing something that might be coming. I don't know.
Ooh. That'd be like the ultimate hunt for him too, because that guy's like every animal kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've always wanted to pit. What's her face? She's like poor man's animal man. She's in the Justice League. Vixen?
Oh, yeah. Vixen. Yeah, with the totem.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have Vixen fight Animal Man and see. But I already know in my head who would win. It easily would be Animal Man.
Yeah.
If you can give Kraven one of those lantern rings, which one would you give him? Which color ring?
Red.
Yeah, he'd be red.
For rage. You're part of the Red Lantern Corps.
Red for rage or yellow for fear, because he can install great fear in people when he's hunting them.
You know what? Kraven would make a good member of the Sinestro Corps for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. DC eventually sells to Marvel like everybody thinks will happen, then we might have that.
I hope to God that doesn't happen.
Same here.
It'd be worse than WCW getting bought by WWF back in the day.
Yeah. Like, I know as kids were like, I want all my toys in the same toy box. And Marvel has been kind of doing that, but I think they need to slow their roll now. That would be way too... I would be like, no.
Too much power. It's a monopoly.
Too much.
It.
Yeah. Yep. Too much. So any more on these Russian... Any cool Russian superheroes? Any Russian... You know, we'll just make this our Russian episode.
We could just talk about Russian people.
Anybody got any cool Putin stories?
I heard that you're like his third cousin, apparently.
I could be. I definitely could be.
He was just putting us on.
Let's see. There's a character called the Red Ghost, Ivan Kragov.
Oh, the Fantastic Four villain, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he was weird. He had like the apes. He had his like his primate friends. And then he could become like intangible. He was a really weird character, but cool.
That is weird. Well, I think that's going to pretty much be it for us. Yeah, I think we've covered it pretty well. I think though that if you do, if you are interested in our podcast and you want to listen to some of our past ones, we've got a huge library. We've got over at least 130, 140 episodes that you can check out. on YouTube and iTunes and all that. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Kevin, tell them where else we're at.
Google Play. What's it called? Brewberry or something like that? I'm not saying it right.
Blueberry. It wasn't blueberry. That's cereal. The blueberry.
We're on Count Chocula boxes. We're on Frankenberry.
Yummy Mummy.
Halloween time, yeah.
Yeah. We're on the Lucky Charm Podcast Network.
I wouldn't mind being on the Keebler Elves podcast. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd you just nice. Like elves, though, in a sexual way, and it's weird, so we don't want to talk about that.
Oh, elf on. Porn.
Come on, those are respectable fellas. Hey, what about Sugar Bear? He's a respectable fella.
He's about as cool as you get.
But he's the Dean Martin of cereal.
More importantly, the boys are back in town!
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, we are.
The 33-month anniversary, apparently. I had no idea myself.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Thanks for joining me tonight. And thank you to all the people out there for joining us as well. We appreciate it. And real quick, shout out to our new sponsor, We Can Be Heroes. It's a comic shop in
Chicago. We Can Be Heroes.
So check them out if you can.
Not owned by David Bowie, but influenced.
Right.
By David Bowie.
Exactly. Influenced heavily by David Bowie. Definitely. They're fans. So that's cool. And we're cool. And I think that's going to be it for us. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for coming out.
And more importantly, one day this pandemic will end, everybody. And we will be back. And maybe, just maybe, you will see us at the comic shop.
You better believe it.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.